Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We'll see where he ends up at the end of the week, but I think if it does come to it, we'll be pretty judicious with his snaps and try to work him back. More importantly than, he's probably going to lack some football conditioning, football shape, and so you don't want to throw a guy in there that's really not quite ready in those regards. But I like the progress he's making, and we'll just kind of see where we end up at the
Terrell Austin talking about Derek Harmon's availability for this weekend's game against the Patriots. Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette seems to think that Harmon's going to play. I don't know that I gathered that from Austin's comments there, that he's going to play.
I gathered maybe a pitch count.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I did actually gather that he's probably going to play. It's not going to be down in and down out, but he'll play sparingly so he can get into football shape. That's the only way to do it, is to actually play football. I think that's what he was getting at. Like, you can practice all you want. It's not live. Got to get into football shape, so we're going to ease our way into getting him into football shape by playing him a little bit during the game and as the week's going.
Well, I'm excited then. If he plays, I'm really excited. You're right. He's not going to play 50% of the snaps. He's not going to play 70% of the snaps, but they need help on that defensive line. And I know Isaiah Loudermilk has been largely a disappointment, but him being hurt hurts your depth. Keanu Benton has regressed. I saw Jerry Dulac write that a source within the building said, quote, Keanu Benton has regressed. Was that source every human being that has eyes?
Probably.
With all due respect to Keanu Benton, we have all seen him get put on skates. And so there's some stuff I'd like to see in this game. We talked about it yesterday. I'd like to see... What happened?
I was going to ask you a question.
Oh, I'd like to see Jack Sawyer. I'd like to see Cole Holcomb. I'd like to see Y.A. Black play a little bit more.
Has Keanu Benton regressed, or is he just out of position?
It's tough to say.
Like, does that count as a regression whenever you're not in your natural position?
I don't think he was playing his natural position early, and I thought he was more impactful. But I also thought they were better around him stopping the run, and he was getting off the ball real quick in his first season. Last year, I don't think he was bad. I just don't think he was good. And this year, he's been bad. So it's probably a little column A, column B. What do you think makes it? I mean, we both agree that he is out of position. Why do you think he would fit better at end than at nose?
Bit more athletic in a way, but not as stout.
Yeah.
But still stout enough to be an end. Like, you got to be a big body. And he's a bigger dude, but like, he's not, you know, he's not.
He's not black.
What's the guy that...
He's not Y.A. Black.
He's not black, huh? There you go. You fixed it quick. That's good. That's good. Jeez. He is black.
Jeez.
Stephon Tuitt. Like, whenever I think of, like, you know, big bodies, I think of Stephon Tuitt.
Yes.
And that's not Keanu Benton.
Stephon Tuitt was so good. He was so good. He had the injury concerns early in his career, and once he was a healthy guy, oh, my Lord, was that guy good. And I know what happened with him. A lot of people think the Steelers made a mistake by paying him instead of Javon Hargrave. I don't agree with that. I think that Tuitt was the better player. And you can never...
Right.
I mean, he had tragedy, and he decided to walk away from the game. I can't blame them, and I can't blame him for that. But they haven't been the same since those days. When you had Tuitt and Hayward just causing all kind of hell. And Hargrave.
Imagine having to block that.
I couldn't block Austin Bechtold. I can't imagine it. I couldn't block Craig Riley. I can't imagine it.
Yeah.
I think I could block Craig.
Not Bechtold?
Bechtold's got youth.
You don't think you could block Bechtold?
How long am I blocking him for?
Well, just a play. What, 2 seconds?
I could block him.
That's sheer confidence resonating.
That's what I said. I could block him. That's confidence. Cherokee Red. Rob in West Mifflin joining us. Hi, Rob.
What's up, fellas? How y'all, man?
Good.
I said something a while ago, too, man. When Grady Jarrett and Hargrave was out there, man, you wouldn't have this problem right now.
Doran said the same thing. Yeah, I think you're 100% right about it.
Yeah, they should have just threw some money at those guys. They were veteran. I mean, I don't know how much they really wanted or what they got, but some teams probably overpaid for them. But that's what they should have signed those guys and add some depth to the line, because Isaiah Loudermilk, I don't even know. I can't remember last time he recorded anything in the statistics category. You know what I mean? So that's one of the reasons that I called in, because that's crazy right there. I mean, the D-line one had these problems right now, because right now I think you got to play Benton in the three technique. He's not no nose tackle. No, he's too small. And I agree with y'all saying Cole Holcomb needs to play more, because I've been watching, I went back and watched some film, man, and Wilson looks bad out there, man. I'm talking about bad, bad.
Rob.
They're probably going to run at him.
Rob, do you like the 21 Pilots?
I don't even know what that is, man.
All right, have a good day, Rob. I was going to give him.
Yeah, I will. Yeah, I will, buddy.
I was going to give him the tickets. What's funny?
Nothing.
It's also not the 21 Pilots. It's just 21 Pilots.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think Peyton Wilson and the linebackers would play better if Keanu Benton and they had a bigger body up front sucking up blocks.
Yeah.
Like that goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
That's why they haven't played so well. And Peyton Wilson is a sideline to sideline. So is Patrick Queen, a sideline to sideline linebacker. You need big bodies. Bigger than Keanu Benton. If your guy that's up front that's supposed to clog up the blocks is getting pushed around, your linebackers are going to get pushed around.
Yeah.
Linebackers are going to be one-on-one and having to shed blocks and then getting sucked up into the offensive line. Like, it just goes hand in hand. And I think that him being out of position, him getting pushed around, affects the off-ball linebackers.
Chris Hoke was talking about that yesterday. And he said when he's watching the defensive line, he thinks they're out there trying to make plays.
Instead of doing what they need to do.
Instead of doing their responsibilities and instead of staying in their lane, instead of clogging things up, they're gonna spin out of a gap because they're trying to make a play. They're going to do a swim move because they're trying to make a play, and it gets them out of position, which I thought was really good analysis. You're right. It is. I don't think the linebackers have played well, and you're not making excuses for them.
No.
That's just football.
Yep.
That's just football. If you've got guys that are easily blocked to begin with, and now you've got offensive linemen getting to the second level upon the snap, you're never going to have success. Now, I would trust Cole Holcomb's experience and his instincts more than Peyton Wilson, because Peyton's only been at this now. This is his second season, and it's 2 games into year number 2. So I like the idea of Cole Holcomb kind of reading the play and maybe getting there a half beat quicker just because of his smarts. But you're right, it's still not going to look great, even if Cole Holcomb plays well, because Keanu Benton's getting pushed around, man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.